living life leaves scars. Some of us are left wounded by the alcoholism of our loved ones, which can leave us feeling unsafe around those who should be our closest friends, companions, even protectors. Some of us feel injured by our religious upbringing, and even close calls with organized religion have left many of us feeling emotionally, even spiritually traumatized, resulting in toxic associations with anything God. And some of us feel both. We've been hurt by the drinking of a friend, parent, spouse, or child. We've tried God, tried church, tried faith, and none of it made much sense. So how do we find recovery through the 12 steps when we stumble at the starting line? Hi, I'm McCall, a grateful child of an alcoholic, and I have found a way that works for me, which I hope might lead you to a path that works for you as well. I found, not God exactly, but a higher power of my own understanding, which has opened the door for me working the 12 steps while also experiencing healing within myself and a deeper connection with others around me. Now I want to share my journey and those of some of the folks I've met along the way, walking my rebellious road to recovery. So each week, I'll begin by exploring an aspect of the 12 steps, utilizing resources that may be considered off the beaten path. Well, at least not conference approved. Then we'll hear from one of my fellow travelers who will add their own insights and take on each topic before we begin a conversational deep dive. Then at the end of each episode, we're going to invite listeners to participate by sharing your experience, strength, and hope. From anger to appreciation, griping to gratitude, we're going to explore how to relate to the divine when it doesn't feel inviting. You know, God is so often handed to us as a prepackaged gift that must be accepted as presented. No questions asked, no doubts entertained, no coloring outside of the lines. But what if we open that box and together, instead of debating who God is, let's explore who God could be through the unifying lens of 12-step recovery. You know, maybe if we stop boxing God, we can find a whole new journey of spiritual growth and healing awaits us. After all, my favorite 12 words, which actually do happen to be conference approved, from the Al-Anon suggested closing, are: if you try to keep an open mind, you will find help. And isn't that what we're looking for? Well, I sure am. So I invite you to join me in Unboxing God.